focus on an event that took place with the Bani Israel and the lessons that we can learn from it. Story goes that amongst the Israelites in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a murder took place. Somebody killed somebody, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He instructed the people to slaughter a cow to find out who the murderer was. So apparently what they had to do was to slaughter the cow and then put the meat of that cow together, and somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would you know, open up for them the murderer who it was. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes how Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, He told them to slaughter a cow. And even probably people sitting here will be thinking that what's the slaughtering of a cow got to do with the murder of an individual? And this was exactly the complaint that the Bani Israel had against Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the first objection that they had. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرًا. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, He said to His people that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering you that you should slaughter a cow. So what did they say? قَالُوا أَتَتَّخِذُنَا هُزُوًا. Are you making fun of us? Are you ridiculing us? قَالَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ أَنْ أَكُونَ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I seek refuge from being amongst the ignorant people. So this shows that ridiculing people, making fun of them, it is one of the attributes of a jahil person and not worthy and befitting of a person in the position of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, or a person who has any type of dignity. He should not be engaging in that type of activity. So the first objection that they had was that you shouldn't be joking with us, this cannot be true. But then after that, they started asking questions. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told them to slaughter a cow, they could have taken the first cow that they came across and they would have fulfilled the requirement. But then they continued to ask questions. The first question, قَالُ دُعْ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّ لَنَا مَا هِي قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا فَارِضٌ وَلَا بِكْرٌ أَعْوَانٌ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ فَفَعَلُوا مَا تُؤْمَرُونَ. They said, explain to us what kind of cow it is. We know it is. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said that it should be la farid wa la bikr, should not be too old, not too young. So they asked a question, so one condition came in, that it should mean not too old, not too young, awanum bayna dharik, but in the middle somewhere. Fafa'alu ma tu'marun. Do as you've been instructed, meaning don't ask too many questions, just go ahead and do what you're supposed to do. They continued. قَالُوا دُعْ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّ لَنَا مَا لَوْنُهَا. Okay, tell us what color it's supposed to be. Instead of, again, taking the cow that they're supposed to, now they put a condition that it should be middle age, not too young, not too old. Now they ask for more, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts another condition on them about the color. They ask what color it should be, so the response comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ صَفْرَاءَ فَاقِعُ اللَّوْنُهَا تَسُرُّ النَّاظِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you that it should be a yellow-colored cow. Safra, from the word sifr, asfar, safra. It should be a yellow-colored cow, and the color of it should be such that it's beautiful to look at, and people, when they look at it, they become happy. That kind of a color. So now they've restricted themselves to two conditions. It should be middle-aged, not too old, not too young, and it should be a golden color. Yet they persisted. They wanted more information. They said, قَالُوا دُعْ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُبَيِّ لَنَا مَا هِي إِنَّ الْبَقَرَ تَشَابَهَ عَلَيْنَا وَإِنَّا إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَمُهْتَدُونَ. They said, explain to us further how that cow should be. This cow is confusing us, and if you tell us more details, inshallah we'll be guided. And some scholars say the fact that they use the word inshallah, because of that, they stopped, and this was the final question. Otherwise, they would have continued. وَإِنَّا إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ. They said, inshallah, will be guided. So the third answer came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ إِنَّهُ يَقُولُ إِنَّهَا بَقَرَةٌ لَا ذَلُولٌ تُثِيرُ الْأَرْضِ ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون. The third answer came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it should not be dhalul, meaning it should never have been yoked, meaning it should never have been tied up and used for work in the fields. That tuthirul ard, that it had made lines in the ground faster for putting seeds. وَلَا تَسْقِي الْحَرْثِ, and it should never have been used to water the plants also. And it should be musallama, it should be completely without any blemish. لَا شِيَةَ فِيهَا, there should be no fault in it. Now they said, okay, الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ, now you have given us the complete details. Now obviously, because they've put so many restrictions on themselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَذَبَحُوهَا وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Ultimately, they found that cow, but it was such that almost they couldn't find it. They couldn't find such a cow with the restrictions that they had put upon themselves. When initially, all they had to do was take the first cow that they could and slaughter it, and it would have been sufficient. But condition upon condition, questioning after questioning, ultimately, it became more and more difficult for them. They found it ultimately, Allah says, that almost they couldn't make it. So the point from the story is that when it comes to obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than nitpicking and asking questions, too many questions, we should basically just get along with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us without too much delving into, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, kathratu su'al, he prohibited us from kathratu su'al waqil waqal, that too much dialogue, too much discussion, too much asking questions, this is not what a believer is supposed to do. Otherwise, as believers, we could ask so many questions. Why are we supposed to wash our body parts 3 times in wudu? Why, for example, do we even have to make wudu? Once we've used the bathroom and we've cleansed ourselves thoroughly, why do we need to make wudu? Once we know that our body actually is clean, then why do we need to make wudu? Why do we face a certain direction? Why face Qibla while we're praying? Why do we have 2 rak'ah in Fajr rather than 4? It's a time of ibadah, it's darkness. Maybe we should have more rak'ah. So we could ask so many of these questions. But as believers, we are instructed to just say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعَنَا. We hear and we obey. And as opposed to what the Bani Israel said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا, we heard and we disobey. This is also in the Quran. They used to blatantly and openly say to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we heard and we disobey. No, we don't want to have any part of this. We don't want to listen to you. So as believers, we have to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us by saying سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. So a few verses later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Bani Israel and tells them, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Then your hearts became hard. When a person doesn't want to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens is that his heart becomes hard. And it becomes, as Allah says, it became like stones and even harder than stones. And Allah says that there are some stones that they will actually split up and water flows through them. Some fall through the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا يَشَقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ. Some split up and water flows through them. So even stones, they sometimes soften up and allow things to go through them, allow water to go through them. Sometimes they fall down. But your hearts have become such that they became even harder than that. And that is as a result of asking too many questions, becoming stubborn, and not being obedient to your Prophet. So again, we need to be the opposite of that. We need to completely submit ourselves to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and fulfill the right of Ati'u Allah wa Ati'u Rasul. Have the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the obedience of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, follow them to the letter without asking too many questions, and in this is our success. And the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned this story, is for us as a lesson. Otherwise, this book, Quran, was not revealed to the Bani Israel. It was revealed to us. It was revealed to us, why? So that we take a lesson from the mistakes that those people made, and we as an ummah don't make the same mistake. So this is the biggest lesson we learn from these verses today. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to understand and practice what has been said and heard.